Hugh McFadden, good night in Croke Park for Donegal. Division 2 champions, a solid second half showing.
Yeah, look, I know it's a wee bit of a cliche, but any time you get an evening in Croke Park and you pick up some silverware, it's a positive evening. For large parts of that game, we weren't too impressive, and we'll not hide away from that. You have to give credit to Meath. They came out in the first half and they played some fantastic football. They really put us on the back foot, and their score taking was phenomenal, and some of their football was very, very impressive. Thought we started to get the grips of it a wee bit throughout the first half when we put ourselves into the fighting chance. Suppose we were quite fortuitous that the second goal was disallowed, and that left us within touching distance going into half time. I thought the boys put in a massive performance the second half. You know, again, our young fellas really stood up when the tie was put up to them. You know, obviously Michael won some phenomenal marks and kicked some great scores, but you know, Oisin Farrell again this week was magnificent. Niall O'Donnell was brave. You know, I thought that we done well in the last quarter of the game to see it out.
Yeah, Donegal, I suppose, ticking along nicely, and the target was to win, get a bit of silverware tonight, but the main target was to promotion to the top flight. Now you've got the championship, and you're in a good place going there.
Yeah, you know, we're in an okay place. There's definitely aspects of our Division 2 performances that weren't too impressive. You know, we wouldn't be happy with the way that we lost the game in Tipperary or at home to Fermanagh. There were other aspects of performances that weren't too good when we won the games, especially, you know, at Meath, Dominus at home in the Cool Park that evening. But, you know, setting off at, you know, before Christmas when we met once or twice, we targeted to get out of Division 2. You want to be in Division 1, you want to be playing the best teams, and thankfully we've done that tonight, last week, and yeah, topped it off with the win tonight.
Yeah, you just get a lift now off the back of this. It's great for the squad, it's a good dressing room in there.
Yeah, look, you know, as I mentioned already, any time you get to lift a wee bit of silverware, you know, the age profile of our squad's very young, and the experience of lifting trophies in Croke Park is only just going to help to our experience, hopefully.
Yeah, okay, well done tonight, you.
Cheers.
Brian McHugh, you managed to walk the steps of Croke Park, Division 2 champions. How do you assess that performance tonight?
First and foremost, great to win, Oisin. You know, I suppose made it very, very hard work of ourselves. I think we were 1-6 to a point down before we even knew it. You know, started to click in and started playing a bit of football then. But as you said, any day you walk up the steps in Croke Park is a good day.
Why do you think it took you so long to get out of the blocks?
Don't know. There's a lot of different things. You know, we just didn't click. I think it was nearly mistakes from ourselves getting the ball turned over a lot. Oh. You know, and silly turnovers that we normally wouldn't make. It's hard to know. It's hard to put a finger on one thing. You know, but I think to be fair, we regrouped well and we showed good composure to come back in and win the game.
Yeah, the second half was good, so it was. And by the time Jimmy knocked that ball and into the back of the net, there was only going to be one winner.
Well, I suppose, you know, when you're in the middle of the game, you never think to Galos. You know, you're just thinking of the next play. But it was a huge score, looking back, definitely a huge score. And to be fair to Jimmy, in the last number of games, he's got himself in great positions to score goals, and he scored them.
I think the build-up was excellent as well, and it wasn't the only part of the second half that we've seen good passages of play and excellent football and excellent lead-up to points and obviously the goal.
Yeah, there was. You know, we played a lot better the second half. You know, we came out, we regrouped at half-time. Thankfully, I know it wasn't what we wanted, but at least it was a lead that we thought we could take back, you know, and thankfully we've done that. We go out, we got a couple of scores just to settle ourselves and go back into it, and as you said, Jamie got that all decisive goal that put us that gave us that wee bit of breathing space.
At one stage you were one of the new boys onto the team. There's Niall O'Donnell and that young man Oisin Gyalan that's just passed us. They've had a good couple of games over the last number of weeks for Donegal, and one which was crucial tonight here in Croke Park for them.
Yeah, they've been great. You know, I suppose every year you're going to have new lads coming in, you know, and there's always going to be men moving on. But the boys have been great. You know, they've really stepped up to the plate. They've, as you know, it's a cliche, but they have pushed all. You know, unfortunately, I'm one of the older boys now, but they have pushed us all on. You know, I think there's nobody guaranteed a jersey. You know, which is great. There's great competition for places. There's a few boys who come back. Paddy's come back. Suppose Mike Langan came on today. He'll come into the reckoning. Kieran Thompson. You know, there's a few others just coming back. So. It's good times in Donegal. We've a good squad today, so hopefully now we can build towards the championship.
Listen, you'll enjoy this one tonight, but come tomorrow morning, the thing swings again now into championship mode for Fermanagh.
Yeah, Oisin, I'm a firm believer you have to enjoy your victory, so we'll definitely enjoy our victory tonight. So we will, but to come tomorrow morning, the management team and we'll all get together whenever we're meeting again, and we'll assess. You know, we've a huge match against Fermanagh in a couple of weeks. I think it's 7-8 weeks. A huge match, you know, and in the first round of Ulster Champions, we'll not be looking past that.